¿Qué pasa, Calexico? Welcome back to the podcast. Before we begin, I want to thank a couple of people. First of all, I want to thank my friends here at Calexico Brewing Company for allowing me to record today's episode. I also want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank Camilo Garcia, Jake, Eddie Lopez from Roots Creative, Ms. Norma Sierra Galindo, IED Director representing Division 5 and serving the entire Imperial Valley, Valley Sports Network, the Imperial Valley source for sports, Sergio's Tacos and Hot Dogs, serving the Imperial Yuma counties with Mexicali-style hot dogs and taquizas for the last 8 years. Contact Sergio at 760-562-0057 or look for Sergio's Tacos and Hot Dogs on Facebook. I want to thank Eric Reyes from Los Amigos de la Comunidad, empowering communities together. And finally, I want to thank David Gastelum. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home in the Imperial or San Diego counties, make sure you contact David. He's not only a realtor, but an investor with over 20 years of experience, and he'll teach you along the way in one of the most important investments of your life. Contact David at 760-235-9576, and he'll help you out with those services. Today, I have my guest today is a candidate for, well, she's been serving her community for a very long time, and now she's running for IID Division 3. My guest today is Marianela Frolic. Thank you for being here today.
Sure.
Before we begin into, you know, your campaign, why you're running and all this, you know, good stuff, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like I said, you've been serving your community for a very long time. Last night I talked to one of my friends, and he mentioned you. He says he's known you for a long time, and you've been helping out, you know, a lot of our, you know, lower income families in the north end of the Imperial County.
Right. So my name is Maria Elena Nava Frolic. I've been a longtime resident of Nyland, born in Raleigh, California. I moved to the city of Calipatria 18 years ago. Since then, I've been involved in politics. I became an elected official in 2011. I've been mayor since 2014, 16, and 2019. Currently serving as a mayor pro tem. I work at Calipatria Unified School District. I'm very much vetted there. I've been there 40 years, starting off as an instructional aide, became a community liaison, became a migrant ed program coordinator, learning and building my skill set. I became a projects technician for state and federal programs. Doing that for 40 years, working with the migrant families, making sure students and their families receive medical, dental, vision, referrals, making sure that we find resources that are available to them. Currently, I'm serving as a director coordinator for the Calipatria and Nyland Family Resource Center for the past 6 years, and we serve the Nyland and Calipatria students, transitional kinder all the way to 12th grade. Our Family Resource Center is located in Calipatria, and we serve the students with referrals, which is not only dental, medical vision services can vary. We have a memorandum of understanding with the County of Imperial. We have social services that comes and offers CalFresh and CashAid and CalWorks. We have the America's Job Center. They offer resume building and career readiness workshops. And then they also offer them a link to job centers. We have the County of Imperial Behavioral Health. We offer children's, youth and young adult services and adult and crisis for the families. We're very, very busy, but, you know, yes, I've been very, very busy. And yes, I am a candidate right now for IID Division 3.
I was talking to my friend yesterday, and for those here in Calexico that kind of know, you know, the people that help out are much needed communities here in Calexico, you know, comparing you to Ms. Hortensia Armendariz. And you know, I know Ms. Armendariz, and she was the principal at Kennedy Gardens, and like she's the director for Family Resource Center. And a lot of your job is not only like a 9-to-5, like a lot of the things that you do, you know, in a week, and if somebody needs something, I mean, I know from Hortensia, from knowing her and talking to her, it's like a lot of your job is like, it's on the weekends or at night when somebody's needing something.
Right.
You tell us a little bit about working with, you know, that community and why is it important for you to?
Sure. So Mrs. Armendariz, I really admire her. One of the things we have in common is that her Family Resource Center in Calexico is associated with Calexico Unified School District. In my case, the Calipatrian Island Family Resource Center is directly under the Calipatrian Unified School District. So not only do we provide food, clothing, the basic needs, we help our families with the discount applications for the Southern California Gas Company, with the Imperial Irrigation District discount applications and the water discount, and the also internet with AT&T, the Access Program. But we're also bringing in critical needs that the students are needing. We're bringing the Big Smiles Clinic to the actual school sites so that the kids could get the dental care that's much needed at the actual school site. We've been bringing in the Lions for vision screening and making sure that we link them to a doctor that's going to provide them not only the vision screening, but also glasses. So there's a lot of needs, social needs, behavioral health needs, medical needs, you name it. They do have a lot of needs that the families are needing, and our work is making sure that they're in school every day and on time. And if they're not, well, what's going on in the home? So we make home visits, we knock on doors, we make phone calls, and we offer our services to the families because we want to make sure that they're okay and want to make sure that their needs are being met.
Mm-hmm. And so, you kind of work your way up, you know, being a teacher's aide to now being a director, you know, and through all that time, you know, I imagine you had your kids, and you went to school while you work, while you raised your kids. You know, yeah. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your career. And
so I was single when I started working as an instructional aide. Then I got married, went to IBC for a little bit. I had my three children, eventually became a single mother. It was really hard. I went back to school for a little bit. I became a patient administration specialist. I had the choice of staying in education or going into the medical field. I wanted to be home with the kids because I was a rock, and I wanted to make sure that they were there, you know, when I was going to put them to sleep after work. So I chose to stay in education. Being a single mother for 16 years, I eventually met a wonderful person, my husband, Christian Frolic. We got married. He became their stepfather. I have since then lost my ex-husband. We had become very close friends. So we are experiencing a loss at this time. But yes, it's been difficult managing wearing multiple hats, working full time, becoming a mother, working person, and then going into politics. So it's been difficult having to make dinner during my lunch break, having to serve a meal twice, and then having to improvise a little bit, you know, serving sandwiches for dinner or a bowl of cereal and stuff. So it is hard.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's when both parents work, I think it's really important to work as a team. You know, me and my wife also, you know, we try to plan our meals, you know, when at night, like, oh, we'll, even though we already cooked dinner, we'll cook dinner for tomorrow, like, and we'll just heat it up. It's, you know, I imagine what it is to be a single mother and trying to, especially making that decision, because maybe you could have, you know, been more, a little bit better financially if you went into the medical field than if you stayed in education. Mm-hmm. But making that decision to be, it's really important to, you know, make sure your kids are fed, that you're there to put them to bed, to wake them
right up. And it was convenience, I have to admit, you know, working at a school setting, because when it was a parent conference, I could let my boss know, you know what, I'm going to go to a parent conference, and they would release me to go. Whenever they were sick, it was a rule of thumb. My sister and my mother were the babysitters, but I made sure that I was there to take them to their baby walk clinics and take them to the doctor when they were sick, and even stay home when they were sick. So it was very challenging trying to raise my kids on my own. Being the single breadwinner, I worked two, three jobs. I would moonlight. I went to teach a parenting class at Brawley Union High School. I did that for 13 years. Wow. And I would sign up for the summer school program to be a community liaison. And then I would translate written and oral translation extra duty to make sure that we had food on the table, make sure we pay all the bills. As a rule of thumb, I always tried to have a yard sale to make sure that we would recycle the kids' clothes, because after all, I was a single mother.
Yeah, yeah.
But my kids are all grown up now, thank God, you know. No les faltó nada.
Yeah. And you know, growing up in Hispanic families and, you know, low-income families, like, you see how, you know, we make ends meet with, you know, with you know, I grew up in an apartment complex with, like, 92 apartments. And it was something that, you know, food was something that we never went without, because, you know, our friends, like, I was hanging out at my friend's house and they would invite me because maybe they knew my mom was working or she wasn't there or she was out. Mm-hmm. Like, they would be like, oh, quédate comer, you know, like, mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, as Hispanics, like, we made sure that we're fed, you know.
Right, right.
And, you know, you've lived this, you know, really busy, you know, life. What made you decide to go into politics? You know, being, you know, politics is, you know,
right. Politics is politics. Yeah. So Nyland was my hometown. I started becoming involved because I worked for the migrant program. And I saw a lot of disadvantages that the families were struggling with. So I started my politics there, making sure that the families were getting, you know, their equal equity in the school district. And so referring them to different agencies, partnering up with as many agencies to make sure that the families were getting, you know, the services that they needed. I became involved, you know, with our local Catholic church. I became involved with the Women's Auxiliary because I have a brother that was killed in the Vietnam War. So I started there, and then I became involved with the Nyland Chamber of Commerce, becoming a member, making sure that the county would give us our fair share of services, helping to coordinate, you know, the Tomato Festival. And so being involved there at the local level, that was my roots, my grassroots, where I started. And then eventually when I moved to the city of Calipatria, I started off with the Calipatria Chamber of Commerce, wanted to become a city council member. I was not selected when a seat opened up. But then later I threw my hat in the race, and that started my politics,
career.
My life,
yeah,
in politics, becoming a council member, started researching, becoming very involved, knowing that change happens at the local level.
Yeah. It's important you know, a lot of people worry about what happens in Washington and all in the state, but it's important, like, to make sure that we get, you know, we get good people in our local, you know, seats, because that's where affects us the most, what they do.
But my mother was also a strong influencer. My father worked for the railroad company. He was a laborer. But my mother worked as not only a homemaker, she would go work out in the fields. So my mother was a strong advocate for the Cesar Chavez movement. My mother picketed, my sisters picketed. And mm-hmm. So that was a big influence for me too. And then, of course, working for the migrant education program, Cesar Chavez was embedded in my mindset, in my framework growing up. And so that, I believe that's where I started my grassroots and my politicking.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now why do you feel like it's important for you to, you know, leave your local, you know, city council to go into IAD?
Right. So I think it's a critical time for the Imperial County, for the Imperial Irrigation District. There's a lot of issues happening around water and power. A lot of people wanting our water. There's some issues going on with energy, especially in the high demand summer months. Right now, IID and the lithium project happening. I want to make sure that I'm not just on the outside looking in. I want a voice at the table. I want to make sure that some of my decision making is going to benefit our local community, Brawley, Calipatria, and Nyland. And I want to make sure that I'm their voice. I want to make sure that I'm their representative, making sure that making a difference for something to empower our community, making sure that jobs are given to our local people, making sure that the projects go into fruition. The other side of me too, the activists, making sure that the environmental issues are mitigated in regards to what's going to be happening in the air quality in our North End community and the valley as a whole.
Yeah, because the North End is the one that gets the brunt of the, you know, when there's winds, like, you know, the ones, yes, that get the heaviest, you know, debris that is coming on from the Southern Sea.
Right. So we've always said when it's windy, we're getting the Santa Ana winds. When it's nice and cold, we're saying, oh no, it must be snowing in the mountains, because we're sandwiched in a little bit because we're a valley. Imperial Valley is a valley, and so we get it from different directions. And I just want to make sure that the Salton Sea is drying up. It's going to become a dust bowl. Want to make sure that industries coming in, that they're also going to contribute into mitigating the drying up of the Salton Sea, looking for other resources so that we can continue putting water in there to help prevent that we do not become a dust bowl. I mean, some people might say, you know, we can't fix the Salton Sea in our lifetime. I'm thinking that it's better to do something than to do nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah. To make sure that we leave the platform to make sure that, you know, it gets fixed. If we can't fix it right now, that 20, 30 years from down the line, it's better than what it is now.
Right.
And I feel that's something that a lot of people don't, you know, I've asked people that have been on the podcast, I've asked them about, you know, they have any concerns in regards to the environmental issues that the lithium, you know, extraction is going to leave. And everybody's like, no, I don't think there's going to be any issues. What do you think of, you know, the environmental issues that we might have because of that?
Right. So I think that we are the voice, the leaders of our future generations to come. The decisions that we're making right now at the IID or at the county level are going to affect our kids and our grandkids, mm-hmm. and then their grandkids. So I think that, you know, if history is written, it'll be upon the leaders right now. They have a lot of weight to carry, but doing the proper decision making, and I think making a difference, is going to hopefully give a better future for our kids and their kids to come.
Have you mm-hmm. noticed any difference, you know, running a local campaign where it's just Calipat to running a campaign for your whole division?
Right. So in 2008, I ran for county supervisor. So I'm a little bit familiar with a lot of the candidate forums that are happening now. I noticed that even though I had ran for county supervisor back then, a lot of the forums, they're working and asking questions on current issues. I think as an IID candidate, a lot of the issues are related to water and power, but yet a lot of the issues are going to be connected to county supervisorial directors, supervisors that are there. So it's important. I feel like I have a good relationship with county board of supervisors. In this case, with Supervisor Kelly, which is District 4, which is our area. I think that working hand in hand, maybe we can come to a consensus to work on projects together. If I become elected as an IED director, I would like to work together to make a better future for our children.
The race you're in is, I think, the one that has the most kind. No, I think DA has a similar. It's 4 candidates.
Yeah. Oh, so Division 3, we do have 4 candidates mm-hmm. right now. It's Mr. Ramon Castro, Mr. Don Campbell, Ms. Gina Dockstader, and then myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you feel that, you know, what's the feeling you get, you know, being that it's the kind of one of the most that it's more,
right,
like there's more fighting for it?
So I think it's competitive, but I think that I'm the best candidate because I've been serving. I have 11 years experience. I've been a mayor in 2014, 2016, 2019. I'm currently mayor pro tem. I also feel I'm the best candidate because I've been working not only at the local level in the city of Calipatria. I'm involved and sit on commissions that are Imperial County, such as the Imperial County Transportation Commission, the Local Transportation Authority, the Resource Waste Management Board. I've been involved in the SAFE, which has to do with the call boxes heading to San Diego. I've also been involved with at the regional level. I'm part of the Southern California Association of Government. I serve on the regional council. I'm also involved with the Southern California Association of Government, serving as a policymaker regarding transportation. We are very much working on the housing element at the local level. We're working on a lot of projects that are pertaining not only to the city, the municipality, but also to the county as a whole. I'm involved in a commission that's called LAVCO, which is the Local Agency Formation Commission, has to do with special districts, either dissolving or creating new districts. I've been there making the hard decisions. Although I'm a strong believer of local control, we have had to dissolve some special districts, such as the Nyland Fire Station, the Nyland Sanitary Districts, and others that we're looking at currently right now. We have had to review all the special districts, which includes the Imperial Irrigation District. So I'm a little familiar with their district service area plan. So that's another reason why I decided to throw my hat in the race, because with Assemblymember Shad Mays wanting to partake in the IID as bringing in two directors, we sent a reject letter not supporting that idea. So I believe IID should have control. I believe we should protect our water and our power. And I'm going to remain vigilant. If I become the IID director for Division 3, I will remain vigilant. And I believe serving in all those commissions with my grassroots beliefs and all the areas that I've been involved with, I think has made me well-rounded to make sure that I serve everyone. I do not behold to any special interest. And I think that with my experience, not only in business, my experience with budgets and audits and the service area plans that we've been reviewing, and issues happening, you know, not only with LAVCO to avoid any kind of urban sprawl, I think has made me to be, God willing, the best candidate to serve as a new IID Division 3 director.
A lot of times we hear like people say like, oh, I'm kind of tired of politicians or, and, you know, you call yourself a politician because you've been in politics for 11 years now. What makes you different, you know, from those politicians people are tired of?
Right. So it's made me different because I've been in the trenches. I'm not afraid to get dirty. We will give food. We will give clothes. I'm out there packing onions for our families. I'm out there sweating. I lead by example. I've been out there knocking on doors, talking to people. I have been helping at the Family Resource Center, the families that I know that are less fortunate than others. I've been helping them do the applications for discounts for the IID, for the gas company, for the water, finding resources on the internet, you know, for the families needing the internet discount. I've been also serving, linking families for adult education, ESL and high school diploma, linking them to GED programs. I've been out there and I've been researching and I've been partaking. I have a lot of partners. We have community outreach, clinics, health fairs, making sure that we bring the services from the whole Imperial County to the local level. Makes me different in this race that I've been doing it all my adult life, whereas some people are just starting. I feel like I'm in the working class. I've been a single mother. I come from a family that not only did farm work, we are a big family. There's 13 of us. Oh. There's 10 of us still alive. And we're not business owners. We're hardworking people, just like you and I. And I feel like I have the heart. I have the energy to, sit at the IID to make sure that maybe now is the time to make make a difference now that the lithium is coming and making sure that our water and energy is protected. And I want to be that candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we always mention, you know, it's important to have a seat on that table. And from, you know, what I'm hearing from you and from what I've, you know, we talked off mic, you know, you kind of bring that representation from, you know, those less or the needy people from the north end. Those are people that, you know, get the brunt of the Salton Sea. And, you know, you're that person that, you know, would take that seat. Do you feel that I'm correct in that term?
Right. So I want to say that I started from the bottom going up. I have been an activist. We fought the sludge plant when it was coming in 2006. We worked to get enough signatures to put it on a ballot. Later, we worked to pass the measure X. It passed. I've been there helping the Nylan Fire families, you know, fundraising to make sure that the displaced families would get something to help them so they can, you know, become and stay in the community of Nylan. I was a Nylan girl myself for 40 years. Nylan is the most socioeconomically disadvantaged community in the whole Imperial County. So I've seen firsthand what poverty is. I see firsthand how hardworking people sometimes don't stand a chance because they have a lot of issues going on, whether it be immigration issues or maybe a father being absent. It could be because they're low income. And, you know, with the cost of living right now, I've seen firsthand how families are having hardship right now. Put that on top of, you know, the pandemic happening right now, too. So I've seen it. What I have seen also, injustices such as big industry coming in and just taking. And that's what I don't want. I don't want big industries coming in and just taking from impoverished, low-income, rural Imperial County. In this case, the North End communities. It's not right, and I want to make sure that I will be the representative to voice exactly that, the concerns, and making sure that we want our community benefits for the North End.
How do we keep a balance where it's like, because we also sometimes want, you know, big companies to come in and kind of, you know, bring in jobs and help our economy. How do we, you know, keep a balance when it comes to making sure that everybody is, you know, accounted for?
Yeah, I think that when industry comes in and businesses, we do need them in order to stimulate our economy. We need housing development, economic development, business. We need the farmers. We need everybody. We're one big family. Yeah. But we want to make sure that if a corporation, an industry, or business is able to give back to the community, that's what we want to see, for them to give back and become a member of our community so that they can also see for themselves that, you know, we're good people. We're multicultural. But, you know, we want what's best. We want to grow. We want to be competitive like San Diego and Los Angeles. And we want to make sure that our kids are able to come back once they go to college, come back and continue being a member of society here in Imperial County.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If you had to give me like a 2-minute pitch, elevator pitch for why I would need to vote for you, what would it be?
Well, I'd want to say that I'm for the people. I've always been for the people. I'm their voice. I'm their representative. I care about my community. I love the families. I love the children. I want to make sure that the future is our kids, and the kids are our future. And I want to make sure that we make the difference. I make the difference of being their voice at the table. And I want to make sure that I want them to know that I've always been here and I will continue being here until I retire. And sometimes I'm not able to do so anymore. But I love what I do. I love making the difference. My kids are all full grown. I have a passion in the community, a passion in my heart to continue working. I know it takes a sacrifice and dedication to learn the issues, and I'm willing to do that mm-hmm. because I love my community.
Yeah, and you know, I guess if they don't believe you, like, they should look into, you know, what you've done in the, at least the past 11 years, you know, being a right. politician, but, you know, your career as, I think that, you know, because I work for the district here in Calexico. And I think that, you know, it shows a lot where, like, when you were, you know, you were as a TA, right? You started as a TA.
Yeah.
And now you're a director. It shows a lot of your passion for, you know, growing and helping, you know, being up there so you can help.
Right. So I want to say that being a classified school employee for many years, now I'm part of the management team. I still have CSEA members come and ask me for advice, and I don't close my door on them. I have received endorsement from our local Calipatria School Employees Association. I have received an endorsement because my work speaks for itself. Working with the municipality of Calipatria, the Calipatria Police Association has also endorsed me, the police department, because they know that I advocate, pardon me, for the safety, the public safety of the community, and they know that I support the fact that if I believe in fair wages. I believe that a lot of the police officers are supporting their families. And I know that sometimes the wives don't work. And I want to make sure that they get fair share, equal, equitable salary that they deserve, because they're hardworking out there, just like you and I.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, I kind of, because I'm a CSA member for here in Calexico. So, you know, it's a lot of the times we feel like, you know, we're like kind of like the peasants of the district, right? Because, and it's important for, you know, when somebody, I don't know if there's anybody that I can remember that was a CSA member that's now in that admin that still has that connection to us where we can go and ask for advice or tell them our grievances and they'll, you know, help us out and stuff like that. So, you know, that's where I kind of like have this connection to you, where like, you know, I know what it is to be a CSA member. Like, we do so much, and a lot of times we don't receive accolades for what we do, and making sure, you know, especially when somebody goes up to administration and they still like look out for you and stuff like that. I think it's really important for
right. So I feel like I've stuck my neck out for CSCA colleagues, friends of mine. I've stuck my neck out because if I'm going to help them, I have to believe what I'm doing, and I have to believe that their rights have been violated. So I tell them, you have an issue, make sure you follow through, you know, make sure that you know what you're doing, and we're going to do our best to protect you. Because I have seen people fired. I have seen administration and administrators take advantage of their power. So if you're in a powerful position, we want to make sure that the classified employees and all employees get their fair share of equal rights in employment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. And we're almost at 40 minutes. Is there anything that, I've been trying to keep them like 30 to 45 minutes. Is there anything else that, you know, I didn't ask you or touch upon that you would like to include to our conversation today?
Sure. Well, I just want to say that I am here to serve everyone, the farmers, the business. I'm here to represent the IID if I become elected. Serve the people, what's good for the IID, what's good for the Imperial County. I'm here, if I become elected, I want to protect the water, I want to protect the energy, and want to make sure that we get our fair share of the lithium community benefits, not only the North End, but for the whole Imperial County. It's a game changer. And moving on to, you know, the next step, we want to make sure that if there are some negative mitigation impacts, want to make sure that those are addressed and make sure that they're regulated so they could be minimal to none.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because when it comes to a huge project like that, I mean, there's going to be issues that are going to affect the community, but you know, as long as that there's somebody there that is making sure that, like I said, is minimal or none, it's really important. Because yeah, I mean, it's a huge project. It's a huge. It's gonna impact the valley positively, but we got to make sure that there's a balance to that. You know, to everything.
Want to close by saying that, you know, I've been funding my own campaign. I have not received any money from any industry or any corporations. I've been funding my own campaign because I do not want to behold to anybody. I want to make sure that when decisions come to me, policies come to me, that I will vote from my heart and my mind, and making sure that whatever's best for the IID and for the community, make sure that it's best. And with that said, you know, I'm asking for IID residents of Division 3 to vote for Maria Nava Frolic on June 7th, 2022.
Thank you for that. Sure. Where does your division cover?
It includes Brawley, Calipatria, and Nylon.
Okay. So,
yes.
Alrighty. So everybody out there, like I said, I never endorse anybody, but, you know, make sure you listen to, I've interviewed Ramon, Gina, Maria today, and next week I'm going to interview Don.
Okay.
So, you know, like I said, what I'm doing with this is making sure that everybody listens to the candidates, And you know, I've never, you know, asked hard questions because I want to make sure that, you know, my guest is comfortable and sure. they speak from the heart and the people get to know, you know, who they are and you know, what they represent and hopefully with these conversations and you're, I think that your division might be the first one where, no, there's a couple of divisions where I already talked to other candidates. So, you know, I want to make sure that everybody listens to the conversations, make, you know, their decision based sure. on how they feel about the sure. person.
And I appreciate the time Calexico Que Pasa has given to me. And I, very nice meeting you.
Likewise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming down to, sure. to Calexico Brewing. I know you were driving around kind of yes. trying to find him, but thank you for
so
coming
much.
Down.
Sure, and
I want to thank everybody for listening or watching, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Thank you.